It's time to meet my guests. It's Dana Laurel and Liam Ball. Hi, guys.
You all right?
Hi.
Hi. Lovely to see you today. Thanks for coming in. Now, I made a mistake earlier, Liam. I said you were 16, but we were just chatting off air. You're 17,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But
yeah.
You both go to Shenfield High School, yeah?
Yeah.
Has the school encouraged you in your sort of musical career, if you like, yeah?
Yeah, they have. Like, they have quite a good like drama and music department.
Excellent.
And like, we got a new building and everything, so like they're really supportive with like stuff like drama and music. And they have like shows. We go on lots of trips and stuff like that. So yeah,
excellent stuff. All right. Well, look, we'll come to Liam in a minute. But the way this is going to work, first of all, I'm going to chat to Dana, and Dana is going to sing a song accompanied by Liam, and then we'll turn to Liam. We'll find out all about Liam, and then you're going to sing a solo song for us.
Yeah.
And then we're going to finish off with a duet, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. All right, Dana. Now you're 16. When did you first start singing?
The first time I sang was when I was in like year 3.
Right, okay.
I was Mary in a school production of Mary and Joseph, and it was the first time I ever had to sing on my own.
Wow.
And like, I had quite a few people, like mums and everything, coming up and saying that, oh, she's quite good and stuff like that. And then I sort of like, I carried on doing little things like that with like the school and stuff like that. But I think about year 9 or 10, I started getting more serious with like music, started getting into competitions and
great.
Stuff like
so
that.
Your first performance was in the school nativity play then?
Yeah.
But it's unusual to have songs in a nativity play as well. And in actual fact, going back many, many years, I was Joseph. Would you like to hear my lines?
Yeah, okay.
Here they come. Yes, Mary. That was all I had to do, but there you go. Anyway, you've gone on to appear in competitions, sort of talent competitions, haven't you?
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
It was really nerve-wracking when I first started doing it, because like you have to have a small audition in front of like 3 people,
right.
And then if you get through, you end up performing in front of like hundreds of people.
And you did, didn't you?
Yeah,
to about 500 or 600 people. And what was that like? Was that terrifying?
Yeah, it's probably one of the biggest shows I've done, like on my own. And I was terrified, but once I sort of like got up there and I started singing, it was all right.
Yeah, yeah. And where was that? What theatre was that?
It was in London Beck Theatre.
Okay, okay. And you've been having some vocal lessons as well. What are you getting from those?
I first got my lessons when I actually started the competitions. I got a free lesson.
Right, okay.
And they really helped me. Like, I wasn't really great on the confidence like thing, so
okay.
They helped me with my confidence and actually being able to perform in front of people.
Okay, well, you're doing well today, so well done. And you just finished your GCSEs.
Yeah.
And what are you going to go on to do next?
I'm doing performing arts, BTEC, and BTEC music performance.
Wow, so that's a bit of everything then, a bit of acting and singing and dancing, I suppose, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why do you laugh?
I'm not that great at dancing.
Oh, join me. I'm in that club. I do dad dancing, yeah. Okay, well, I think it's time we heard a song from you then, and hear what it's all about then. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm doing a cover of Little Things by One Direction.
Oh, lovely. All right. Okay, accompanied by Liam Ball then, it's Dana Laurel and Little Things. Take it away, guys.
In mind, like it's made just for me. Bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. No, you never loved the crinkles by your eyes where you smiled. You never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I love them endlessly. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, oh it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you. And all your little things. You can't go to
bed without a cup of tea. Maybe that's the reason that you talk in your sleep. All those conversations are the secrets that I keep, though it makes no sense to me. No, you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you. They add up to I'm in love with you. And all your little things, you'll never love yourself half as much as I love you. And you'll never treat yourself right, darling, but I don't want you to. If I let you know I'm here for you, then maybe you'll love yourself like I love you. And I've just let these little things slip out of my mouth, 'cause if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you. They add up to I'm in love with you. And all your little things.
That was amazing. Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Dana. That was, I mean, that was a live performance here in the studio. You were note perfect. It was just full of emotion, and you gave me a little knot in my stomach. It was very nice. Very, very you. Good indeed. Thanks, Dana. That was excellent. Okay, let's move on to Liam then, all right? Right, now, Liam, you're 17 years old. Mm-hmm. You play guitar, you sing, you also do a lot of acting, and you write your own songs.
Yeah, I was always like a guitarist to start with. I never used to sing. I used to, you know, cringe at the thought of singing in front of an audience, yeah. You know. And then, I don't know, I got an acoustic guitar, and then I started, sort of, instead of an electric guitar, and I started, you know, singing with it, and I thought, oh, you know, this will never sort of, you know, get anywhere. I won't really want to do this. But then I'd done, like, my first performance singing and playing guitar together at school, and I played Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like all my, like, you know, my friends and my teachers afterwards were saying, oh, yeah, it was really good, you know, encouraging me to do more stuff like that. And,
yeah, well, it's probably not an easy song to sing and perform, that, is it?
Well, I mean, I changed it up a bit.
Okay.
I made it a bit slower for me. And right. Yeah, but no, it was a really good experience to start off with. And then since that, I've just been, you know, going to, you know, the Hermit
yes.
Club down.
Yeah, we
Benwood.
Know it well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to, you know, play there quite a bit. And, yeah. I'm in, like, another, it's like a temp, I don't know, it's not really a temporary band, we'll see. But it's like, it's with my music class, and basically we're called The Underscores.
Okay.
And we're an acoustic band, and we play covers of, you know, songs, and, yeah, and we, you know, do that in school and outside of school. We've played at an old people's home.
Right.
And that was fun, you know, just lots of, like, little things, you know.
Okay, well, you'll have to bring them all in here and do a session
yeah,
for us.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah, yeah, excellent.
Sure,
so,
I like that.
So when did you first pick up the guitar?
In year six.
Okay.
It was, I always wanted to play guitar, I think, you know, there was always a part of me in my room. 5 years old, I was, like, you know, playing air guitar on my own, you know, just running around my room.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, my pick went up when my friend convinced me to start getting guitar lessons from my teacher, who was at primary school, and ever since then I've just been doing, you know, guitar grades with him, and yeah, it's been around 6 years now.
Right.
Since then,
okay. So. And you've also started writing your own songs.
Yeah.
How about, when did you write your first song?
That was probably when I was about, probably 15.
Okay.
And
will you be playing that one for us today?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It wasn't the best. It was probably about some like girl, you know, because okay. you know that's what I was like back then. So
yeah, but it was yeah. a start.
It was yeah, a start. Yeah, yeah, it was.
Yeah, and you have an EP out on SoundCloud, I believe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that.
The EP is called Marooned. I think there's about I think there's 5 tracks on there, and it's on my SoundCloud page. Yep. That's what it's called.
Yep.
Called Limbo Music.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, great. What about the acting thing then?
I started sort of taking an interest in acting when it was probably when I was in year 8.
Okay.
We had sort of drama classes, and I used to really enjoy sort of being someone else, you know, for an hour and just, you know, messing around in someone else's personality. And then I decided to take it for year 10 for BTEC.
Okay.
And I done really well. I got distinction at the end of that, so I thought, oh, I might as well take it for level 3 because right. I really loved it by then. And we've just done so many great things, you know. I've really enjoyed acting, especially with the people I've been with, you know.
Yeah.
Like doing it in ensembles and, you know, right. in group performances and stuff.
Great. That's my stuff. Sort of thing. And you're now in sixth form and you're studying music performance and performing arts. So again, it's a whole range of things. It's music, dancing, singing, acting, yeah?
Yeah, maybe not the dancing.
No, okay, right. So where are you strongest in all of that?
You think? I'd say my acting is my strongest, but I guess, I don't know, it's sort of, my acting, if it was going to be like, it would probably be my choice of career, and then music will probably be a steady, you know, hobby, I
okay.
guess. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's hear a song from you then.
Okay.
Is this one you've written yourself?
This is, yeah.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called Wounds.
Okay. Thanks. It's Liam Bull and Wounds.
Take the weight off this restless mind of mine, and put to sleep the thoughts inside. Show your hand in these tainted little lies, you and me we're forever tied. Did it ever occur to you that one day we will see a side of us that never has been shown? Until then, I can surely guarantee I'll spend every day wishing I had known. Did it hurt you? Did it tear you apart? Did it change you? Did it break your heart? Or where did it start? It was easy to see the tides in your eyes. They came crashing in and tears ran down your face. Oh, I know why you felt you had to go. The guilt ran rampant and left an empty space. Oh, did it hurt you? Did it tear you apart? Did it change you? Did it break your heart? No, did it hurt you? Did it tear you apart? No, did it make you another soul to mend your scars? I can't help your heart. I can't help your heart. I won't help your heart, even if it means getting back to you. I can't help your heart. I won't help your heart. I won't help your heart, even though I got nothing left to lose. I can't help your heart. I won't help your heart, no. I won't help your heart, even if it means getting back to you. I can't help your heart. I won't help your heart.
I won't help your heart, even though I got nothing left to lose, no. Catch me, I'm falling. These wounds need healing.
Absolutely fabulous. Thanks, Liam.
Thank you.
You've got a great voice too. What's going on here? It's absolutely marvellous. And I'm in the studio with Dana Laurel and Liam Ball, and I've just been knocked sideways by two fantastic performances by these two young people. And it's going to get even better because they're going to do a duet for us in a little while. But first of all, let's talk about the future. We'll start with Liam, first of all.
Okay.
So you're acting is probably your first priority with music. As a sort of backup and hobby. I mean, have you thought of musical theatre or anything like
that? I have, definitely, yeah, because I've been to West End and sort of, watched quite a few, theatre and plays and stuff, and, like, I see the performers on there, and I went to see Matilda, right, and it's all the little kids, you know. I think, God, I really wish I knew that I'd like acting and singing as much as I did back,
okay.
Then, so I could maybe, be more involved in it than I am now. But obviously, right now is what matters. And yeah, I'd love to do musical theatre because it's quite a funny role. I played Gaston in a school production of Beauty and the Beast,
right.
Which is weird because I'm like the skinniest person you'll ever meet. Okay, I thought they were going to make me wear a muscle suit, but they didn't.
No.
But no, I played that and I enjoyed all the songs and stuff and just acting with it and
fantastic.
I would like to do musical theatre.
It's something you've got to be really dedicated at, I think, isn't it? There's a lot of competition out there.
Yeah.
But if I do know someone, if you work hard, he has been so dedicated. He's appeared in all sorts of amateur productions and worked his way up. He's been trained. He's now in Les Mis, so...
amazing.
So there you go. Well, I wish you luck with all that, Liam.
Thank you.
How about if anyone wants to get in touch with you or hear some more of your stuff, where can they find all that?
They can go to my Facebook page, which is just... you type in Liam Ball and it should come up on there. And also, I've got a YouTube channel. However, I haven't posted much on it recently, but there is things on there. Yeah, and you can just go to that.
Okay, lovely. All right, and turning to you, Dana, how do you see the future panning out? You've been in this Teen Star competition and you did really well. Would you ever take on sort of one of the big ones if you got invited, or would you go and queue up and try and take part in one of those? Sorry, let me turn your microphone up. Sorry, there you go.
I would. I did audition for X Factor this year, and I did get a second audition, but I couldn't go because of my exams.
Oh, what a shame. Well, they come first, don't they? And you've got plenty of time ahead of you to do that, I think. And, I think it's something if it's what you want to do, I think you should really go for it, because I think you've got some voice there. Really, really good. What other things coming up for you in the future?
Hopefully, I'll, writing my own music and just, releasing... my own music.
Oh, okay, yeah. Have you actually written any songs yet?
I have got a few songs that are sort of there's a starting point, but they're not perfected.
Okay.
Because I don't know, but it's just I have to have my first song perfect. to be perfect.
Right.
And I've got one that's sort of it's not finished yet, but I think it's getting there and it has the potential.
Yeah, well, I think you're right to take your time and get it right. Yeah, very, very good. All right, what about yourself? How can anyone listen to your music and find out a bit more about you?
I have a Twitter account which I post links if ever I upload something. It's just Dana Laurel 13. I have a YouTube account also. It's just Dana Laurel. And I have live performances and I have a playlist of songs that I've also on other YouTube channels that I've performed with.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, two very talented young people here. I'm sure this is not the last we've heard of either of you. And you'd be very welcome to come back into Phoenix FM anytime. So, you know, get a few months down the road and come and pay us another visit.
Thank you.
Okay, so now you're going to sing us a duet. What's this one?
This is Photograph by Ed Sheeran.
Okay, right, take it away.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes never closing, hearts were never broken, and time's forever frozen still.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home.
Loving can heal, and loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know.
I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you.
It is the only thing we take with us when we die. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes never closing, hearts never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed. Inside these pages, you just hold me. I won't ever let you go. Wait for me to come home. Wait for me to come home. Oh, you can fit me inside the necklace you got when you were 16. Next to your heartbeat where I should be. Keep it deep within your soul. And if you hurt, that's okay, baby, only words bleed. Inside these pages, you just hold me. I won't ever let you go. When I'm away, I will remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone.
Wait for me to come home.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. That's Dana Laurel and Liam Boyle. Thanks for entertaining us with some great singing this afternoon. Thoroughly enjoyed that. We'll have to book you for one of our gigs, I think. I'll have a word with the boss later on. Okay, thanks ever so much.